Good morning. It's 11 minutes before 8 a.m. This is Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 47 degrees under overcast skies. Today is Tuesday, May 20th, 2014. I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel with Raven News. Joe Robidoux has been found not guilty on all counts. A Sitka jury of 7 women and 5 men delivered its verdict in favor of the former school administrator at about 6 p.m. Monday evening. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
The one-time Blatchley Middle School principal sobbed quietly as Magistrate Leonard Devaney, tagging in for David George on the Superior Court bench, read each verdict form in order.
State of Alaska versus Joseph Robidoux, verdict form number 1. Count 1, sexual assault in the second degree, KL, during May 2012. We, the jury, find the defendant, Joseph Robidoux, not guilty of sexual assault in the second degree.
And so it went for 4 additional counts of sexual assault, 3 counts of indecent exposure, and 1 count of assault in the fourth degree. The state had pressed charges on behalf of 3 separate witnesses, all current or former teachers at Blatchley Middle School. Robidoux had been facing 5 to 10 years prison time had he been convicted. Magistrate Devaney informed him that with the not guilty verdicts, he was free to go. Both Robidoux's attorney, Julie Willoughby, and Assistant District Attorney Gene Seaton, who prosecuted the case, declined comment. Several jurors also declined to speak about the case at this time. After a week-long trial and 12 hours of deliberation over 2 days, as she put on her raincoat to head out into a rainy Sitka evening, one juror simply looked at reporters and said, "Not today." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
A 34-year-old Juneau man was found dead on Sunday in Tenneke Springs after his ATV apparently flipped while he was riding on the beach. James Russell Vivalis was found near Graveyard Point, about a quarter mile east of town, according to a release from the Alaska State Troopers. Troopers received a report of Vivalis' death at 9:15 Sunday morning. Vivalis was visiting Tenneke Springs for the weekend to help family members work on a cabin, according to Trooper spokeswoman Beth Ibsen. He was last seen alive at around 11:30 p.m. Saturday. Troopers believe that he wrecked the ATV that night, Ibsen said. He was found the following morning by his uncle. Troopers are unsure exactly how Vivalis died, though there were quite a few rocks in the immediate area, Ibsen said, and Vivalis was not wearing a helmet. Ibsen said that both Vivalis and the ATV were at least partially submerged by the tide, which may have wiped away other evidence of how the accident occurred. Vivalis' body has been sent to the state medical examiner's office in Anchorage for an autopsy. In other news, under the Affordable Care Act, some Alaska Natives will have a new opportunity to get insurance at no cost. Lisa Fu has more.
30-year-old Crystal Rogers is an Alaska Native who signed up for health insurance on her own through the Affordable Care Act. Rogers was born and raised in Juneau. As a Tlingit, she has access to health care from Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SERCH, which receives funding from the federal government. Rogers considers these resources a blessing.
But at the same time, there are some gaps and there are some needs that are not being filled.
When she went to college in Portland, Rogers realized the care she received from SERCH didn't travel with her. She ended up using an Indian Health Services facility in Portland, but there were still times when she needed care after hours.
It's been a long time coming where I have been paying out of pocket myself for urgent care, emergent care, care while I'm traveling, and I couldn't afford it and I didn't want to do it.
Now that Rogers has health insurance through healthcare.gov, she no longer has to pay any out-of-pocket costs like deductibles or copayments. That's one of the benefits of the Affordable Care Act for low-income Alaska Natives and American Indians. Rogers pays only a monthly premium.
I have more options and still also use the SERCH facility. I'm really pleased with the care that I have now. It's the best care I've ever had.
SERCH Outreach and Enrollment Manager Andrea Thomas wants to make sure Alaska Natives know all their health care options.
There are a lot of great opportunities with the Affordable Care Act and being able to enroll at any month of the year. And, depending on your income, you can get just a really tremendous deal.
Around 13,000 Alaskans enrolled for insurance on healthcare.gov. In an optional section of the application, only 115 identify themselves as Alaska Native or American Indian. These numbers reflect the general open enrollment period, which ended March 31st and doesn't start again until November. Alaska Natives can enroll during any month of the year. Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium has partnered with SEARCH and other Native health organizations around the state to offer a new tribally sponsored health insurance program on a trial basis. The program purchases insurance on healthcare.gov for a select number of income-eligible qualified Alaska Natives and pays all the monthly bills. There's no cost to program participants, who are encouraged to use tribal hospitals and health centers whenever possible. Thomas says insurance helps the patient and SEARCH.
Like any healthcare entity, we bill insurance, Medicaid, Medicare, third-party insurance. And when people are uninsured, you can't bill. And so this is another way to increase the number of people that are insured.
SEARCH and other Alaska Native medical organizations are screening people for eligibility in the tribally sponsored insurance program. More than 500 Alaska Natives will be able to participate in the trial, which lasts through December. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.
And after a 31-year absence, the Carnival came to Sitka over the weekend. Not the cruise ship Carnival, but the Cover Your Kids in Cotton Candy Carnival. Golden Wheel Amusements brought 14 rides, games, funnel cake, and corn dogs, and Sitka was ready. KCAW's Rich McClear sent this audio postcard.
Awesome!
This is fun!
Do it again next year!
Cool!
I think it's great.
Pretty cool.
Well, I haven't seen a lot of people gathering like this for a long time. They can get for the community.
My kids were born and raised here, so they have never been to a carnival before. They're super excited, right?
Yeah.
Is it awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah. Way cool.
When my kids were small, the carnival came to Sitka almost every year. Then it stopped coming. I asked carnival owner Jacqueline Levitt why.
You know, the ferry is logistically difficult. It's also very expensive.
And the timing has to be just right. You can't load a carnival onto a ferry at a very low tide.
If the tide gets too low and the ramp is too steep for our larger loads, we've got, you know, 42-foot loads, then it'll jackknife on the ramp and we won't be able to get the loads down into the hold.
So Jacqueline Levitt has not been here since she was a teenager, working for her mom. Now she owns the carnival. You could say she was born to it.
I've been in the carnival business since my mom brought me home from the hospital in 1964. She was a worker in a game, and she went to the hospital, and she had me. She brought me home and put me in a box, which was my first crib, I guess, under the counter of one of our games.
Under the counter of a game?
Yes, sir.
All you got to do is ring the bell. Ring the bell and win a prize. Kids 12 and under always win here.
Jacqueline's family came to Alaska from Washington State in the winter of 1967 to buy a carnival ride, an octopus, repossessed by a bank. Her mom fell in love with Alaska and never took that octopus ride south, but she started Golden Wheel Amusements. Now her grandchildren also work at the carnival. The founder's oldest grandson, Chase Eckert, says the carnival is really a multifamily business.
Everybody in our upper management is a husband and wife team. We find that they balance each other out and keep each other accountable more than single people may.
This is not the reputation a carnival normally has.
No, and we kind of are moving against that reputation. If anybody's ever been wrong here, the entire community is going to shun you. It's not good business.
And because it's not a very big carnival, there's room for some attractions that might not appear in a more traditional venue. Tucked among the inflatable bouncy houses is an inflatable internal organ that you can walk through.
Nolan the Colon, promoting colorectal cancer screening.
So is a carnival a good place to do that?
I would say so. Everybody's here, and I say why not?
That was Maria Yields from SEARCH, promoting good health. Nearby, in a breakdancing tent, was Captain Jack Hansen, an evangelical from Oregon, promoting spiritual health.
One for the money, one for the Lord. I give them all I got and not just what I can't afford. Rise with me.
Harvey Brandt was standing next to me, smiled and said, "These aren't the carnies I remember when I was a kid in Plymouth, Nebraska."
Every small town in the Midwest had a carnival. It was a lot of fun. My cousin and I, after the first night, early the next morning, we would pick up beer bottles and sell them back. I've forgotten if it was a penny or 2 cents. And we'd walk around all the rides and pick up the half dollar and quarters that were lost by the people in the rides. And the carnies would get mad at us because we were picking up their loose change.
I can't imagine these carnies getting mad. It was one laid-back carnival, and everyone, those operating the carnival rides, running the games, selling the cotton candy, and those attending had big smiles. Rides, games, cotton candy, health messages, memories, and a little gospel. It was a happy weekend. In Sitka, I'm Rich McClear.
To hear an extended interview with Golden Wheel owner Jacqueline Levitt, tune in to the Good Day Radio Show with guest host Rich McClear this morning at 9 a.m. Well, that's all for Raven News for this morning. It's coming up on 8 a.m. This is KCAW Sitka. You can listen to or read most Raven news stories again on our website, kcaw.org. To read comments on our stories on Facebook, click on the Facebook link. No registration or login is required. And to have KCAW news headlines tweeted directly to your smartphone, tablet, or computer, click on the Twitter link. Residents along Halibut Point Road affected by Monday's water shutoff are reminded to boil water before drinking it for at least 24 hours after water service was restored. For more information, you can call Mike at 907-305-0411. Taking a look at the community calendar, dog agility class is coming up today. It's going to be offered Tuesdays through June 24th. Class is 6 to 7 p.m. at the University of Alaska. The Sitka Tribe of Alaska Tribal Council is holding its regular meeting 6:30 p.m. today in the Sheetkaquan Nakahiti. And the Planning Commission in Sitka will meet today, 7 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Coming up, it's NPR's Morning Edition. Then I'll be back with you at 18 minutes after the hour with a live local interview about AMB Founders Hall summer events. Do join us if you can, and have a wonderful morning. It's 8:01, KCAW Sitka.